Streams of living water shall flow from within you. God will wipe away every tear.
Hello, my friend. This is Greg and I again reaching out to you. We've been traveling in different places, and now you may be jogging or resting or riding or in your kitchen. I'm not sure where you are, but you and I are called forth again. We're being called into that company, the breaking of the bread with the one who is power and life for us. This is the Lord's baptism. I'm celebrating it with you as I'm on the road. I drew into a parking spot. I was able to walk and thought I'd talk with you, reflect with you from a Bayside area here, but it was just a little too noisy, I thought, maybe. And then as I reached Greg, I realized he's back, too, from being on the road. Each of us in different places talking about communications. And I think that's what this celebration is about, primarily. The one who communicates to us draws us into communion, the Lord. So I'm talking from a particularly Christian place today, and I always am, but it isn't always named that way. But hopefully you understand, as I do, that it doesn't in any way put anybody else outside the door, at another table or separate from us. In fact, one of the alternative readings for the Feast of the Lord's baptism is from Peter, who, from the Acts of the Apostles, actually, but Peter speaking from this passage given to Luke, very thoughtful, chapter 10, 34 to 38, Peter proceeds to speak that, in truth, I see the Lord shows no partiality. So coming from a particular place doesn't mean a separation. Rather, for me to be Catholic and Christian is to be inclusion. And Peter continues on. He learned some of this in a hard way. And with Peter, it was sometimes with Paul and other earlier people saying, no, look what the Lord did for us and for everyone. We recently came from the celebration of the Magi arriving and that beautiful experience of the Epiphany. And, of course, that truth there, too, where Peter continues here in the Acts, rather in every nation, whatever fearsome and acts uprightly is acceptable to him. Now you know that the word he sent out to the Israelites, he proclaimed peace through Jesus Christ to everyone. So we hear this largeness. I just came from a conference, and that's why I'm on the road. And some of its title was Magnifying the Light of Christ for the National Catholic Campus Ministry, the Catholic Campus Ministry Association. And magnifying sounds like a very big job, and it is in some wonderful way. Right within it, magna, large, huge, big, is could be the emphasizing word, and it is. But then I'd like to reflect a little bit, too, leaping ahead to the gospel given to us for this day, Luke 3, 15 to 16, and then a little bit later, the church gives us 21 to 22. And splicing it together, we hear of the Lord's baptism. We hear first John saying of Christ, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. This is the company of power and light. Power of the Spirit given to us. And the light, the fire that's given to us of God's very own power. And in the intimacy of the Holy Spirit, when the heavens opened, we hear in the same passage from Luke, and the Holy Spirit descended upon Christ Jesus, upon him in bodily form like a dove, and the voice came from heaven, you are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased. Christ's own initiation. Over and over again, we hear it, the breath and the communion and the oneness of what we call the Trinity, the celebration of this truth and the naming of Christ as the Son, and the pleasure, the delight, the love of the one we call Abba for his Son. And in this company of power and light, this is our companioning, where you and I are companioned. In fact, if we're baptized, we also share the initiation of the table, the full initiation of ourselves as Christian people comes in different times and ways, but in baptism and Eucharist and confirmation, we've been brought into this power and light and water and the Holy Spirit, the fire of God, and we magnify that in an intimacy. So it could get too big. It could feel so large. But I'm by a small body of water, and it's quite intimate. So I love the ocean of the Atlantic and the Pacific. It's great to sit with you by a little place and feel the closeness of this intimacy on this day that we're to magnify then. It will grow up out of our own initiation, our own hearing that you and I are the beloved of God. In us, God is well pleased. And initiated in that truth and breaking bread at the table of service and celebration, we've been anointed to go out into the world. And this is, I think, the magnification, the largeness, the empowerment, God's power and light company that you, I, and I are. We are, not just part of, but we are that company, components, that communion. In another reading for this day, so it's rich in scriptures, Titus 3:4-7 lets us know that Christ has saved us through the bath of rebirth. So you could say, well, I'm pretty old to be thinking about baptism or initiation rites. I don't even remember them. Well, now is the time to be remembered in rebirth by water and the Holy Spirit, the God who is fire and light. In a world often dark. The first reading for us as I close this reflection with you and welcome you back to wherever you've begun it, wherever you find yourself running, listening, riding, resting, is a sharing that Greg and I did on the evening, the night of the very tragic and sad death of children and others in New Hope, Connecticut. And it's the reading given as the first reading of the completion of the Christmas celebration, the baptism of the Lord from Isaiah 40:1-5, 9-11, which begins with a risky but foolish but real proclamation. Comfort. Give comfort to my people, says the Lord. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. Proclaim to her that her service is at the end. We've been called into now this fullness of Christ's peace and then the glory of the Lord. The glory, that light, that magnification and amplification shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord is spoken. And then it goes on, go high on the mountain. So there's this rich go out to the worldness that is our initiation now. And I leave you there welcoming you and I to have a felt sense of that right now, because sacraments and initiation and all this can just sound magna, big, oh so large. And we might miss the intimacy that we're called into. It's ours in Christ Jesus. For you, my sister and brother, are the beloved in Christ. With you, God says, I am well pleased. So whatever darkness lurks still in our world or in your life, wherever you've drawn aside or come back from a conference or sit in a wonderment about how do I start this, right from there, right from the one who embraces us and then sends us out, right from the one who breaks bread with us as companions and says, now, you're part of the power and light company. Magnify from intimacy. Take out from your very heart and soul to others. That they too, whatever race or tradition or place they might sit at, are now at the one table with us. And let that be the comfort we give. That doesn't have us settle back, but step up and step in. To a world that needs this magnification, this light, this rebirth by power, fire, and the Holy Spirit. Celebrate the Lord's baptism by feeling your own renewal, my friend. Blessings, peace, quietly arise in this emergence that embraces the world and all of us, each one at a time. For you and Christ are the beloved of God.
I saw water flowing from the right side of the temple. The water brought God.